And without this mode, man will not be Shuddhana.
So anyone should try to do, but try it will not.
So Krishna gives so much suffering that he should take name with tears and with heart, that, oh Krishna, save us. Here, all the miseries of whole world, even of Narak, you know?
Hell.
All are together in one side, and Gopi's Birah is another side. Gopi's Birah has so much misery, more than this. Understand? So, we are feeling separation. We are feeling suffering. Only by your fists, if it touched by our heart, then it will be sarva sukhadayak, santamanchaye. It will be anandadayak. O adhinasan, adhinasan mane dheyam apadu, adhihan, arpaya adhihan. Adhi means paap, misery. Han mane hanta, dur karne wala. Those who removes all kinds of miseries and rogues and everything. Now, their adhi is calm. No? So, they are praying Krishna to remove that calm rupi adhi. That calm lives always in heart. And if you touch by your lotus feet our heart, then it will be removed magically. If you will keep your lotus feet there, our so much distress and all kinds of suffering will go away. But you will have feel no parishram,
difficulty.
Not as easily you can do this. And you will feel happiness because you are Raman. Hey Raman, that is Raman. Atha, O Raman, you should listen or this prayer and be pleased with playing with us here. And you should also mane sukhbho, also test happiness. And we will also remove all kinds of suffering. Same thing thus today. Bharata hoye geche. Any question?
Yes, I don't exactly understand. But you say Krishna creates prarabdha karma because that's necessary for them to feel the unhappiness.
Maybe I should just wait and then realize.
If anyone serves one time, serves one name, and it becomes namabhas, by namabhas, every kind of
path, prarabdha, aprarabdha, who, everything
goes away.
If paps has done,
yeah,
but he has not received Krishna prema, without having Krishna prema, he cannot go to Braj. So what is the way?
So
if his prarabdha, aprarabdha karma has been washed, it is certainly that he will have no birth. And by birth, he cannot have any association of sadhan-bhakta. And without sadhan-bhajan and sadhan-association of sadhan-vaishnava, he cannot have nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav and prem. And without prem, he cannot go to praja. Then what should be done?
But don't the gopis have prem and also no karma?
Oh, it is far away. He will not have any kind of prem without practicing. Sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, then prema bhakti. And for these three things, he will have to come in this world. And association is necessary. But he has taken Harinam, or he heard Harikatha, Abhas, and his everything, pap and punya, has gone away.
And
he has no birth. So Krishna kindly creates something, prarabdha karma, in them, so that they may come to this world and they should associate with bhakti. And they should do bhava bhakti and sadhana bhakti and bhakti. So calamity comes, or birth and death comes, one by their prarabdha karma. And at that time they are bound to have birth and death, and to test their all these things, pap punya. Otherwise, there are some other persons, they have no any pap punya, but yet they come. Who are they? Those who have some sanskar by association of bhaks, and they have chanted Hare Krishna Nam with abhas, everything is has been done. For them, Krishna mercy, by the will of Krishna, anyone comes. I think that you have come not by bounding by your last papunya, but you have come this world by the grace of Krishna. He has created some prarabdha karma in you, that you are testing all these things and doing bhakti also. Understand? You can go direct at once, without delay.
शोकनाशनम् हरितभेरुना सुष्टुचन्द्रितरभागभीरनन्दुनाम् वितरवीरना ते धराम् सुरतवर्धनम् शोकनाशनम् स्वरितवेणुना
All words have very deep meanings. You should try to hear from the
don't.
don't hear so. You then rely on this. You rely on this. Gopis are telling me, your lips are amritam. Te dhara amritam, adhara amritam, or the nectar of your lips, both mean your others are themselves nectar, or juice of your lips are amrit. Please give us. Why? Because they have quality, so many qualities. We are dying here. Because you have left us, so you are dying. But when we remember these things, lips, those who are nectar, our surat vardhanam becomes, our surat becomes, goes up. Surat means surat means prem vishesh maya sambhog ichha. Where prem goes up to a so high scale, where gopis wants to meet Krishna, not meeting. There are so many things in that meeting. Full of calm. We cannot explain more than this. But this explanation is nothing. Everything is hidden there. So, surat means also su means in a special way. Rat means mixing together. Surat. When Krishna and gopis meet together in a special way, having so much ananda, pleasure, that is called sura. And seeing or having that adharamritam, it goes up to last stage. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that O Dhanvantari. Dhanvantari, you know?
Avatar, Ayurveda.
Ayurveda. So you are like Dhanvantari, Vaidya Shiromani, best of physicians. We are dying by kamrog, by
disease of lust.
We are searching medicine for that kamrog. And we know that you are Vishak Shiromani. So we have come to you that please give that medicine, a special medicine, so that we can be saved. Surata Vardhanam. Surata Vardhak, Pushti Vardhak. Pushti Vardhak means, you know, Uddipan. So, it is like Uddipan. If any, there is rogue, you know,
disease.
And if we take the things which are not favorable, and doctor has told that you should not take this. Tamarind? Don't take. But if anyone see, it likes to take it, and when he takes, this is go up. Nectar of your nose are like Uddipan of this road. Because it is Surat, arthat sambhog ichha ko vriddhi karti hai. Sambhog, you know, that to meet and taste, so it makes grow up. Shokanasanam. Shokanasan means misery to stop, to calm. This why that so. How? If I mean take that nectar, they will certainly forget everything. So, if anyone has so much, he is so much suffering, operation has been done. And operation is giving so much pain. But if anyone gives any injection, mafia injection, mafia injection, you know, what he does?
Unconscious.
So by taking that nectar of lips makes us forget everything, our body, sense, and suffering all goes away. The Surata Vardhanam Shokanasanam. But Krishna is telling that my this is so precious. How? By, if you can give so much high class of price, I can distribute you these things. Then they are telling that it is not, your saying is not justified, because you are Tanvi, Veera. Itara Veera,
Here Veer means a
hero in charity.
Huh? Hero in charity. Anyone does not want anything. If anyone is dying at this spot, I think that if there is anyone who knows how to protect him, he does not want anything. Because they must be so liberal. So you are like so dandy. We are dying, you are seeing, and we are praying for that medicine. We know that you can give it without any mulya, without any,
without
charge, without any charge. Because you are the, so you should give it without any charge. Swaritaveduna. Swaritaveduna. Krishna is filling his adharamrit in Venu. And that is called Nad. Nad means swara. Swar, Nad. Nad, do you know? Venu Nad. Every word has something Nad. Klim itself Nad. But when he comes in Bansi, through his lips, it means that the nectar of his lips are coming through Bansi, Venu Nad. So, Swarita Venu Nad, coming through bamboo. Venu. Venu is pullinga. Pulling
money?
Masculine. What to tell ladies? Even male don't want to live this thing. But we are. And that is why that Venu, when a part of bamboo, being Venu and being male and senseless, but always try to get chumban, kiss, always kiss your lips, always. He does not want to live at all. Krishna can tell that, oh, when there is any kamrogi in any lady, he should leave his kupatya. Kupatya means the things unfavorable dad. And the dads are the asakti, asakti means attachment towards dhan, money, wealth, jan, jan means family, son, sister, daughter, wife, husband, all attachment are kupatya. Bad diet. So you should live, then you, I can give you this. They are telling that first give us your adharamrita. And by taking and by testing that itself, we will leave all these attachments. Because your
lips amrita. Nectar is so qualified that if anyone drinks it, everything attachment goes away. Itar rag vish maranam nirnam. The all kinds of men, general persons, all persons, whether they may be man or woman, any. Itar rag vish maranam. They forget. Itar rag means they only want to drink this. And all other viṣya-śakti, attachment towards material attachment, they give up all these things. And only they have only this attachment that I should always take these lips. Amrita. So, there is no fear of kupatta. Kupatta means bad diet. It will go automatically. So, this adharamrita is a very good, adbhut, wonderful medicine, and it's dur kar deta hai, supatha ityadi sab dur kar deta hai, destroys, removes all kinds of supatha also. We have the anubhav. We have realized it, that I have taken, and again we are caught in this disease. We have first realized it, so we have come to you again to take this medicine. Nirnam, itar rag vish maranam nirnam. Mara pada pada jao okhane harinam karo daikhane okhane kinte. I guli tumara ki sunje? Ki sunje ki jaad? Nirnam means mankind. What to tell about ladies? Men also can vishmarak mane, they can forget every kinds of attachment. So what to tell about ladies? So you should give your adharamrit to us, because you are so liberal and dānvī. We have belief that you will give this nectar to protect us. Vishwanath Chakravarti, Jiva Goswami is telling, yet itar rag vish maranam, the things which are special in his explanation I will, yet all things are the same, but itar rag vish maranam, the test of Bishar here in this world. Sarvabhauma, Pad, Brahma Pad, Dhruva Pad. Understand? Like Pitra Ketu, which is the Vittasu. I'm a Kalpusha Moni. Vittasu has told, Nanaka Prishtam, Nachaparamestam, Sarubhamam, Narsadipattam, Yoga Siddhiri, Apunar Bhavanva, Samanya Sattva Virahayyatam. Say, I don't want anything except you. I don't want swarga. I don't like dhruva, dhruva lok and dhruva pad. Pad means the post. I don't want brahma post. He has so much power. I don't like also apunar bhavam, mane moksha. I don't want anything. We want only to serve you by sharir, by body, and think about you by mind, and to do kirtan by mouth. We don't want anything. So, if anyone takes this medicine, can easily he can forget swarga, father, mother, dear wives, husband, everything of this world, of swarga, of brahmaloka, and another up to mukti will forget. Your swarita venuna means the nectar of his lips comes out through venu and it comes in the ear. Ear is like mouth. If anyone tests directly the nectar of directly, what to say about? If anyone has no such saubhagya, fortune, and if he only hears this, even then he is so much fortunate and he can forget everything, all this. But to tell this, if anyone cannot hear, but he can hear the pastime of Krishna, Krishna is playing on flute and gopis are hearing, or anyone hearing, many deers are hearing, kakku are hearing, mayurman, peacocks are hearing, and they begin to dance and begin to stop their every activity. If anyone see, hear this pastime also, they can also remove their all these things.
They're all equally good? Huh? Each of those processes are equally good?
No.
No.
They are, he is telling, if anyone can have directly this, like gopis, they are so, so much happy. On the last, top of all. If anyone cannot have this thing, like kakus or those who only hear the pastimes of Krishna, that Krishna is playing on flute and all the beasts, all the birds and all are hearing. By hearing this, anyone can have that ambition that I may also hear that. And for that he will certainly give up all his desires to test this world, to test these all rupun रूप क्या इस जगत का ये सब चीज जगत की आसक्ति को छोड़ देगा. He will give up all kinds of ascent. He will never want swarga, apavarga, mukti, have nothing to do. Gopis are telling that it is so trustful that anyone cannot claim that only Brajaistri are attracted by that thing. But to tell us, even a bamboo, a part of bamboo that is called Venu, and Venu being a male and dried thing, if that thing wants this thing, then what to tell us? These lips, amrita, nectar, anyone easily cannot have. Most of bhakts, bhakts means devotees, and not devotees in general type of devotees, a special kinds of devotees who are parijan, associates of Krishna, they can get it through tambul rag. Tambul rag, you know? Tambul rag. Krishna takes petal and then he gives Dasi Adharam. One thing also, Krishna takes Mahaprasad, prasad, puri, chawal, dal, tarkari, all this is, all these things. The remnants are also called Adharam Vipa. And also the, if Krishna is talking to anyone, he is singing, he is talking, then these are also remnants of Krishna. But anyone cannot directly take this without gopis. Those gopis, they are weeping for this, they are telling that we are not getting and so we are dying. But beside gopis, anyone cannot have. Anyone, those who are so much fortunate, they can have it by remnants of tambul, but petal nuts and all kinds of other things. Not directly, but gopis are not satisfied by taking remnants and petal leaf or anything. No, they are not satisfied. We can be satisfied by hearing only. We can be satisfied. So they want especially adhara amritam. Adhar is the amrita, not the anything else. If a man does not want to live it as bamboo part, venu, does not want to live, then how he can live this idea of not taking? He had told Surata Vardhanam Sokhanasanam Itara Raga Bhismaranam. Three adjectives. No? Surata Vardhanam Sokhanasanam Itara Raga Bhismaranam. Three adjectives have been told here. That is to drink nectar. This ambition, this बढ़ा देता है, increases. If anyone's ambition is to drink it, but when he sees or hears, he at once, this ambition increases. Surata Vardhanam, to meet Krishna and to test Krishna. And Sokanasanam, if it is found, it is received, then this shok, why shok is there? Suffering is there because they are not seeing Krishna. If Krishna will meet them, then shok will also go away and he will have nectar automatically. So shok will go away. And itara raga vismaranam and all kinds of attachment automatically go away. And this is, he has told that it is paramartha, purushartha. Purushartha means there are four kinds of purushartha: dharma, artha, kam, moksha. Pancham purushartha is Krishna prem. But this is more than Krishna prem, superior than Krishna prem. To have these things. So our purushartha, mani pancham purushartha, Krishna prem, and this is superior than that, so it is our purushartha for whom? Those who have not tested it, those who are hankering for Krishna prem, their object to get it. Here, one thing also telling. If there are so many flowers here, no, the scent and fragrance of all combined is coming. Are you calling fire to make separate all fragrance? Can you distinguish if all are coming together? But all are not same. So this amrita nectar is also has so much fragrance. And Venu Nad, that is coming through flute, that both are so much mixed here. It is very difficult to separate. But if any Rasik Vaishnava is there, he can only separate all these. None can separate. Of what flower this fragrance is coming? If water and milk mixed coming to us, we cannot differentiate. We will see that both are one, but and swan can differentiate. And he will only take only milk and water he will need. So if a Rasik Vaishnava is there, they will have double taste. Hmm? How? Swarit. Tahate sada jati swar sanjat hai tadish venu kartik chumbi. Murchana. Why it is coming? Because Venu has tested Krishna lips. Kya? Amrit?
Nectar.
And he has become matwala. Mad. So he has no control over that Venu nath. So it is trembling. So we are. Any rasik can justify, can differentiate only this thing. Not anyone can differentiate. So if he had become a being a bamboo, dry bamboo, and he has become so, so what to tell we have become so mad. So if Venu has become so, with the touch of this your lips nectar, so what will we become? How we will become? That Venu Nath makes whole world mad. Then when we will take it, test it, and we have tested it, so we have become so mad. So now you should come and give us pran means life. We are dying without that. Yes.
Maharaj, to realize that Mahaprasadam is the Adara Anvitam. Is that only a very advanced rustic devotee?
Advanced.
Then can an ordinary sadhak, he should not even think like that?
He should think. But they can test.
So he may think this is the...
They should think like so. It is Mahaprasadam. What prasadam you like?
Whatever you want to give.
This?
Yes. Pamanuga Gopi. But a Gopi Manjari would not desire that. She would desire that Srimati Radhika.
Otherwise they will not become Atika. And tat-tat bhavit-shāna.
Also, you said two opposite things about the effect of the medicine of Krishna's lips. You said that it cures, but then you also said that it increases the disease.
But if you will come and directly give us, then this will go out. Because it will be subsided.
But then it's
and this is also Bhagavat Sarup. This is Mahabhav and Rasraj, this book. Because it is Ras, Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, heart of Krishna. So, taking remnants, I was behind to touch the heart of Krishna. Otherwise, but in Aprakrita Rajya, in Golok Vrindavan, no such ideas are there. Only for sadhak and third class sadhak like me, but not like you. You are always pious, you are always clean and everything. You have no books?
I didn't know that I was coming here.
Just you come? But you are not tired?
I was just walking out of my room and then I saw
Martin iPhones ran away.
So
he called you?
He passed and then I said, where are you going? And he said I was called.
What is slope? Atati jad bhavan anhikananam truti yugayate vam apasyata kutilam kuntalam srimukham chate jadau deshatam पक्षकृतिदृशान् अतति जन भवान् अन्हिकाननम् त्रुटियुगायते नामपश्यताम् कुटिलकुन्तलम् श्रीमुखम् च ते जडौ दिशताम् पक्षकृतिदृशान्. Here, the common meaning is this. Common meaning?
General
meaning. Atati. Atati means to walk. To go. Jad Bhavan. Bhavan means you. For Krishna. Gopis are telling. Anhi. Means in morning, Purvanna, daytime. When you go with so many cows and friends to Vrindavan, Goshtha, where cows make graves. Oh, how beautiful he looks like. Even he may have come here in this diocese. Because it is Ramanraiti. So beautiful. We see that you are giving or suffering kamro, whether in meeting or in separation. So they are telling that when you go to graze cows in Vrindavan, atati jada bhavan anhi kananam, kananam mane vrindakananam, Vrindavan. At that time, we feel so much separation, that truti yugayate tam apashyatam. Truti means about so many parts of second. So much money, short time, more than second. duty, jugayate tvam apashyatam. Duty becomes, that moment becomes jugayate, less and less duties. Kuti, when you come, how beautiful you, kutila kuntanam sri mukhan chate. Kutila means cut hair. Cut hair? Curling. Curling hairs. Kuntalam means case hairs. Sri mukhan chate. They have covered some portion of lotus mouth. Mukkamal, that is face. Some coming here, some coming here. Mukhanchate. Jada udikchatam. At that time, you also give us so much suffering. Kama Vedana. Vedana, you know? Kama pain. Udikshatam, ut ichchanam. Udikshatam means ut means very. But very carefully, eager, with eager, to see eagerly. Not filling his, but lips of eyes, lips. Leads. L-I-D. Let's Pakchakrat Drishan. And at that time, we are so much engaged in, eagerly engaged in to see your lotus feet, face. Anyone of Vrindavan, whether it may be anyone of Vrindavan, father, mother, woman or man, everyone of Braja, they tell Brahma, Pakshakrita. Pakshakrita means those who have given this Paksha. Paksha means leads. They are creating something. They are creating some obstacle in seeing. So Brahma is certainly jada. He has no intelligence. So if we were in his place and he was in our place, we may give him lots and lots eyes without no need. Leads, without no leads. This is general. Pakshakrita, Pakshakrita means two meaning. Krida means to cut. If anyone, we are so jada. We are jada means? Foolish. We cannot cut our lids. But if anyone is so so many buddhiman, intelligent and so much katne wala ho, expert in cutting these lids, then his rasi can bhav, certainly. We cannot do, but if anyone can do like so, Pakshakrita, then they are ajad. They are so much wise. Te ajad, te jada. In Sanskrit language, te ajad, if A is before any letter, consonant, then A goes away. So te ajad, te jad udikshatan, te jad ajad. They are so buddhiman, wise, and they are so expert that they can cut, that we can see forever without any obstacle. Vishwanath Chakravarti ji, Thakur is telling that gopis are telling with so much separation, because Krishna is not here, he has gone outside, and they are weeping, and they are searching. They are telling that it is not your fault that we are suffering so much, these separations. It is our bhagya, it is our misfortune. Because now we are feeling separation, so much suffering, but when you come and we see you in evening, when you are returning from cowherd with cows and all, and then for a moment we see you, and we see you and we want to test, but we cannot test, we cannot see more enough time, because at once you come and go to your Yashoda mother house, and we are seeing these paksha are there, lids are there also. Sometimes waters, tear comes, we cannot see you. Sometimes dhula means dust of cows, arose by cow's face, we cannot see. There are so many difficulties. And at the same time, Nanda Baba, Yashoda and all other comes, so we can see. There are so many things. If Jatila Kutila will come, and if our husband will see, then a mountain of suffering will come on our heads. So, all is coming from our own misfortune, either in separation, either in meeting, in both. That is they are telling, that in morning at 9, when you go to Gocharan in Vrindavan, at that time not only we everyone in Vrindavan, Tvam Apashyatam, who are not seeing you in Vrindavan, who? Nanda Baba, Yashoda, Vishubhanu Maharaj, all many Vrajavasis, even the cops, who could not go with Krishna, they are also suffering from apashyata. So not only, but whole Brajavasi of Vrindavan are suffering, because their time does not want to go. It seems that time is stopped. Time always go. चलता है ना. बट एट दैट टाइम इट सीम्स दैट टाइम इज नॉट पासिंग अवे, टाइम इज फिक्स्ड देयर, दैट इज यू आर नॉट कमिंग. सो मेनी जोक्स हैव गॉन बट ये इट यू हैव नॉट कम हियर, वी आर नॉट सीइंग यू. You see that when in night a rogi mane patient is highly sick or highly anything suffering, no sleep, and he is crying with so much pain, at that time 1, 2, 3, 4 clock is telling. And he sees towards clock, when morning will come, when morning will come. But a minute becomes like a month or more than that. So all the Brajavasi are feeling like so. Why it comes? Why? What is the reason? The reason is Mahabhava towards Krishna. Attachment with Krishna. Any other cannot feel like so. If high class of prema is there, they can feel separation, a moment separation like a yuga. And yuga milan, milan of yuga kal time, it goes away, passes away very short. But for us, no. Those who have crossed the level of prema, not prema only, sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, they're all past. Then it will come. Only the gopis are feeling like so. Whether all are not feeling so, but gopis are feeling that all are feeling separation like us, more than us. Because they will see that cuckoos are not singing, all are weeping. In what position they are, they will think that all are more than our position. This is the symptom of Mahabhava. So gopis are feeling like so. Here, truti means 2700 part of khan. Khan means khan means 32 by 25 seconds. One khan.
Like about a second.
And truti. You have truti. Truti means 8 by 16,900 of second. So much. So it becomes like yuga. The bhavartha, meaning is this, that they are not seeing Krishna there. So all Brajavasi have separation with Krishna. And that time is for 3 prahar in the 3 prahar, only 3, from 9 to 3. But yet it seems like 3 months.
Huh?
একটু বেশি হয়ে গেছে, আর ঠিক হবে মানে প্রেম করা হবে।
During the day, all the people of Braja experience the equivalent of 3 months sustenance of the rain.
But it is for others, Brajavasi. But for gopis, Tripahar means Satakoti Yuga. Hundreds of yogas it becomes. For ordinary, for 3 months, but for them, so many hundreds and hundreds of yogas. Because they have so much attraction for Krishna. They have madan madan bhav towards Krishna. If any one dies, his father, mother and his wife all are crying and weeping. Who will cry more? Wife or anyone who has more attachment with that person. If a lady has some connection with other person and his husband dies, then he will be very much satisfied. And if the son has given any suffering to her father and mother, they will feel not so much, but they will feel. And if they are very obedient to father and mother, they will cry and cry. It depends all on what prema. And when in evening, Anni means daytime. And in evening, when you return, then very eagerly we are waiting in the way. When Krishna will come? When Krishna will come? At that time, they think Brahma, who has created these leaves, that he is so much full, he has no wisdom or intelligence. They think that Brahma has done to common person. He should do for common persons. But why he has given these lids to us? So in separation, or whether in meeting, you give us so much suffering. He is also telling that paksha krita, krita manne to cut, those who are so much expert that they can cut these, they are ajad, that is they are very rashi, not like Brahma. But we cannot do so, so we are also jada. Our these eyes are covered with lids, but we can talk. So we want to see Krishna, but it depends. And after that, he will go and enter in Yashoda Bhavan, and our father, mother, our husband and all will come, mother will come. So we will not see. So whether in daytime or night or evening and morning, we have no chance to see Krishna so much. If you want to save us, it is night. In the night they are telling, singing these songs. You should come at once and give us your darshan. Otherwise, we are dead. About same. No, sir. I told so many things in this. Next, sixth. Pati sutanvaya bhatribandhaman ati vilanghate anta at Chutagata gati vidastavo gitamodita pitava joshita kasta jennisi pati sutanvaya bhratribandhaman ati vilanghate anta achyutagata gati vidastavo dvita mohita hitava joshita kasta jannisi. Pati. General meaning is this. Pati means pati. Suta. Sut means putra, son. Anmaya. The relative of his husbands, that is, the father of husband becomes son, father-in-law, mother, mother-in-law, and husband's sister, sister-in-law. All depends on husband's relation. So all these bhratri and bandhaman, bhratri mane brothers, and bandhaman my father, my mother, and all these are bandhu, bhai, bahan. One means sisters, all are bandhu, and they are anmaya. Who are telling? The gopis who were stopped in their room, and they taking Krishna in their heart, in Bira, everything that went on fire, jal gaya, burned. And every soup thing also went out. Then Krishna came in their heart, and they at once embraced tightly to Krishna, and they went with Krishna to Rasa Leela. At first they are pati, suta, putra, bhai, bandhu, father, mother and everyone. Those who were in the house of their husbands, husband, father-in-law, mother-in-law, sister-in-law, everyone checked her. Checked her. And those who were in the house of their father, mother, brother, everyone checked her. Pati bilanghate. We have come here to meet you. Ati bilanghate. Ati bilangha. It was very hard to disobey them. But we have come here neglecting their all orders and with warning we have come. They wanted to keep our hands tight, but they did so. And we don't hear their any words like dead persons. And like mad, we come. Te ant achyuta adatara. O achyuta, you seems like so chuta now. You have called us, you have not come here. But you have called us. We have not come, mane hum log apne aap nahi aaye. We have not come on own wish. We have not come. But we have come through you. No, I have not called you. No, yes, you have called me. Gati vidastavod gita mohita. You know our gati. You know our movement. You know that if you will play on float, hearing they cannot live in their house, they will surely come running like mad. You know that. And that is why we have come, and we have come by mohit hokar ke your Bansinath. We have become mad by hearing that nad dhvani of your Bansi. And you are telling in nad Bansi that come on. So we have come on. They could not check us. They are telling that Krishna is telling, you know my gati, my moment, you know that I do like so, but why you came? Kita vajo sitaha. You are kita, kita mane thug, cheater. You cheat only for cheat. Anyone cheats anyone for anything, some gain. But you cheat only to cheat. No gain, no. You are like a sotha. Sot means? Like murkha. Fool. I will dig a mountain for several days. For nothing gain. I am doing so much. Why? For no gain. His foolishness. They are not telling him foolish, but they are telling him kitav, thug. You cheated us by your sound of veni. Yeah? And we came. Then you will have to take some gain. But here you went off. Out of our sight, no gain. Why you call? Pritha means? In vain. Only foolish can do. No one can do. So you have cheated us. And we have been cheated. But here, you have been cheated. We have been cheated, and also you have been also cheated, because you have no gain. Then Vishwanath Chakravarti. This is very important to stop. So many things are hidden. It cannot be told. It is so. No, you don't see, you don't hear, and you can go. Vaishnava Toshi. Sharartha Darshan. He is telling that thing that I have something told, that the gopis who were stopped in their houses by their husbands, father, mother, father-in-law, father-in-law, and sisters and all others. And they have some, no, they have
who have realized
all these things. They are telling that we were very much pleasant in our homes with our father, mother, husband and all others. But why you have called us? We have come here with passing the order, neglecting the orders of order. In last breath,
last stage of life.
Last of life, the stage of life. That we will die. We are about to die. Having no sense. We have not, we have disobeyed them all. Achyuta, achyut mane? Achyut means, you know?
Achyut, infallible. Achyut means infallible, who never fails, who never falls.
You are certainly achyuta, they are telling you. You are certainly, you are very jiddi. Jiddi, jiddi. If anyone, a boy, he wants some toy, and father, mother is not giving, anyhow, he is bitterly weeping. They are giving so many sweetmeats, so many things, so many other toys, but he will not take. For a day, for a two, for a three, he remains on the same. What is it called? In Hindi, it is called jiddi. Single-minded. Single-minded, perhaps. Jiddi. He will not leave his
conviction.
He will be stayed. So you are like jiddi, Krishna. One-minded you. Is that so much weeping, we are so much interested to see you, we are so much suffering, we are calling you, but yet you are not giving up your that determination. You want to give us suffering. So you are, now yet you are stuck on your own giving suffering to us. So you are called achyuta. Understand?
You never fail to give us suffering.
That is jiddi. So you are achyuta. You have determined that you will not give me your darshan. And you are so much crying, weeping and doing prayer, but yet no gain. You are not good. So you are certainly a cheater. You are short. Cheater. Certainly you are cheater. You will not give your this habit of giving this cheater. We see that you have become achyuta by this quality. At first we knew that you have so good qualities, and from good quality you never falls. But we are seeing that you never falls from these bad qualities. Then Krishna is telling Parahat that, O Gopi, you know this habit, that I cannot leave this habit. But why you can? And in this night, why you can? In answer he is telling that, we have not come by our own